You're showing fitting in quite early today. Good morning. Good morning.
I'm not.
How are you
early,
doing?
I'm on time
today. Good morning.
In fact, you came in early for you today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're making a special effort to.
No.
You know. No, not at all.
No.
I've got a nice crisp pink shirt on. Looks like it's actually clean. Let me check. Hold on.
It'll not be.
No, the shoes are off.
It'll not be crisp. For very soon. I always spill something down my shirt. Anyway.
That's because you're a slabber.
Anyway, I have decided to get a dog.
You see, I did see this post from you on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yes.
And I just don't think that you would be a responsible dog
owner. I had a call last night after 1 o'clock from a close friend of mine.
At 1 in the morning?
I did, actually. It was at 1:30 last night.
What are they doing ringing you at that time?
Because they know I finish work late at night. You see, I work day and night. Right?
Yeah, it's worth a fortune.
Well, you might be about to find out. So anyway, what I was going to say to you was this. I've decided I'm getting a dog.
You can't get a dog.
Well,
you just said you work day and night, so how can you get a dog?
This close friend of mine was actually screaming at me last night, 1:30 in the morning, yes. Saying that he will report me to the USPCA.
Why?
Now, here's what I want to know. I want to know if I get a dog, right? Okay.
Yes.
Is it fair on the dog, and does this work the way dogs work? Because I don't understand dogs' brains, right?
Right.
So does it work that if I leave that dog, when I go to England, say 3 days a week to work for Five Live, I go every other week now, right?
Yes.
Will it work to leave the dog at Big Audrey's? Will the dog be all right with that? Do you know the way if you have a child, you leave it at your granny's? When
right.
you go to work. I used to be left at my granny's.
You can get like doggy daycare.
When my mum and dad went out to work, I used to be left at my granny's. So can I buck the dog into Big Audrey's?
I think, in my opinion, at the start, it's better that you form a bond. So I would try not to do that for a month
or two.
What do
you mean form a bond?
You have to form a bond with your dog. What do you think? This is just something that you put in your handbag and wander around town?
No, I want the dog and I will love the
but
dog and I will look after the
exactly.
dog.
Exactly. So you have to form a kind of bond so the bond knows that you're his dog or he's your dog and vice versa. So that's how it works. But you work day and night, so how can that work? When you're here, you're
gonna bring it in.
Working.
I'm going to bring it in.
Nonsense.
I am going to bring the dog. I am going to do it. It's going to be the toughest negotiation I've done with BBC Northern Ireland,
here.
And I'm going to tell them, my dog comes with me. I'm forming a bond.
Well, can
and
I
the
tell
dog
you,
will sit in the studio.
This is where maybe the BBC will have to work in your favour, because I do believe there is history of the BBC allowing this to happen.
Yes.
And this being worked into somebody's contract.
I'm going to say it's an... What do you say?
I think this actually made the news.
I'm going to say it's an equality issue or something. I don't know.
No, but I am telling you, I'm serious.
Buzzwords.
I think that was worked into someone's contract before, that they were allowed to bring their dog into work, into the studio. A presenter.
Yes. So that's what I'm going to do, right? So the dog will come with me and I will bond with it.
But you can't even dress yourself.
And it can be a Nolan Show dog.
No. See, because I know where you're going here.
What?
And this means I'm with a responsibility here. Vinny.
Yes.
That thing's made a mess in the floor. Go on, you and
all
throw
you
that
lot, all you lot can look after it. And I'm thinking of what do you call these things?
It's not fair.
Bichon Frise or what do you call
Bichon.
Yes.
Bichon Frise, yes.
What are they like?
They're like a kind of slightly different looking poodle. But they're nice dogs, and they plus, if you're allergic, they don't cast. I don't think they do. You have to get their hair cut though. But I just don't think you're responsible.
I've decided.
No, but you can't.
This is
but
a,
genuinely though, you cannot look after yourself.
Right. This is also a change in my life. Right. So
are
I
you going to work
to,
less?
No. But it's a change in that I want other things in my life. Okay.
So when
I
you're working, when you're working day
Davey
and night.
Yuri, good morning, Davey.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you doing?
Even did you ask Big Audrey, does she want a dog?
Well, I had a word with her. She was kind of... I went up and stayed in her house last night rather than going to my own house for this very reason. And I got to her house at about 1:55 in the morning and she was lying sleeping in bed, all right? So I went into the bedroom and I gave her a kiss and I wished her good night and all of that kind of stuff. And I said, by the way, you're going to look after a dog for me at weekends. And she kind of was most sleeping and she went... And I took that as a yes.
Did this not happen before?
Her false teeth nearly fell out when she was doing that.
People don't sleep with their false teeth then.
Well, I would say, Big Audrey going by her age, she's probably out jogging every morning to take the dog with
her,
wouldn't she?
But do you not think that would be... Will the dog be all right with essentially having two people looking after it, Davey?
Well, I would say Audrey will look after better than you because you can't look after yourself.
Exactly.
Why does everybody say this about
because
me?
Because you walk around... You come in the other day...
You proved it time and time again.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, hold on. How have I proved it time and time again?
because you're forever dead and you're forever doing exercise, unless you're going on diet for the next thing a week later, you're back to square one.
Yep, forever working, and he can't eat something without slabbering it down his front. He came in the other day with a pair of shorts, like, you know, like gym shorts and a fancy dress shirt on. He looked like a complete Egypt. And I mean, Davey, the biggest Egypt you've met in your life.
But you wouldn't want the dog to see that.
Exactly.
I wonder would the dog be fat?
No, I would say the dog would have mental health problems afterwards. So he would.
John McCraig has a dog, doesn't he?
He has more than one, I think.
What type of dog do you have, John?
I've always had Labradors. Actually, the only reason I married my wife, the Bovey, was she had this yellow Labrador, absolutely fantastic, called Simon. And to get hold of Simon, I had to take hold of what was at the end of the bit of string. It was the Bovey. And since then, we've always had Labradors. But Stephen, I'm really worried about you. Now, dogs can talk.
I'm really worried about you. The only reason you married your wife was because of the dog.
I'm worried about you and your dog to be coming to you. Because dogs can talk to each other. Now, imagine the dog going out to
dogs cannot talk to each other.
Of course they can.
Taken me. What can I expect? They will warn him off. They'll be terrified. So the poor dog is what I'm sorry about.
How can dogs talk to each other? Don't be ridiculous.
Well, they can
they?
We always have two Labradors. We've got two now. And they really get on so well with each other. And I'm sure they communicate and all that. But whether they actually say they've got a new owner called Stephen Nolan, that I don't know. But the thing to advise, first of all, don't buy off the internet. Whatever else you do, some very worthy dogs for sale on the internet, of course. But that's where the foul trade goes on. Stolen dogs, sick dogs, uncared for dogs, illegally imported dogs. So, don't, whatever else anyone does, don't buy directly off the internet.
And what do you get out of having a pet, John?
Oh, it's fantastic. Stephen, if only when you get yours and you've had it for 6 months or a year, you will realise how it'll change your life. I always say,
a home
is not a home without a dog. Now, unfortunately, some people can't have dogs in high-rise flats and whatever it is, and I really do feel sorry for people who can't have a dog. But if ever you can have a dog or a pet, for goodness sake, that's the one to go and have. It'll change your life, and it makes so much difference. Always remember, you know, you live a very stressful life, interviewing horrible people like me all the time. So imagine when you get home...
It's more horrible than you, John, let me tell you.
Yeah, but someone loves you, Stephen, your dog. However hard a day you've had, whatever stress you've been having, the bosses are after you,
wonderful.
The interviews went terribly...
It does sound wonderful.
The dog will worship you and love you, and it's fantastic.
It does sound wonderful because it is wonderful. I have two dogs myself, but I just
maybe I should get two and they could keep each other company when I'm at work.
I think that they do to an extent, but the problem is you do work day and night. So at what point, you know...
But if I get two, then they can keep each other
company,
it
doesn't mean, though, you can leave them on their own all day, every day, morning, noon and night. You have to be there to an extent to look after them.
Well, I can get a wee man
living
to walk
creatures.
Them when I'm not there.
Well, look, you know, that would help, that would add to it.
And another wee man to feed them.
Well, what's your general working schedule? So today's Monday, what are you going to do? What time will you finish at?
Oh, I dare say I'll do a long day today. I'll probably be home about 11 o'clock this morning.
You see, you say that, and then you're out filming some nonsense, some other programme for the BBC. So you are always working. So they also, dogs really do like to have a routine.
What do you think, John, about those little poodle dogs? Do you know the little kind of toy dogs?
It depends what anyone wants.
That's what I want. I want the wee kind of fluffy thing.
I have a toy poodle. Have you not seen my dog?
No, I don't look at anything of yours.
I should bring in my toy poodle, Teeny, and then you can spend some time bonding with Teeny with another responsible adult in the room, and then we can decide. You can decide then if you still want a dog.
You can bring your dog in tomorrow then. Yeah, let's do that.
Booby loves working dogs. The dogs who go out can pick up and that kind of thing.
Can do what?
And go out in the countryside and pick up after shooting and all that.
Pick up.
So she loves working dogs. But I wouldn't have flat-nosed dogs. I don't like pug dogs.
Oh, come on, John. I have a pug as well. What's wrong with them?
They have trouble with breathing. That's one of the troubles with dogs like that. Their noses are flattened. They've been ill-bred down the ages. And now, of course, that's the big problem with sort of pug-nosed dogs is their breathing thing. I'm a Labrador man, but you know, it depends whatever you like. And they're so affectionate. They want to be loved. They are absolutely devoted. They think you're one of... No one else, Stephen Nolan, thinks you're wonderful.
I'd love a Cocker Spaniel, actually.
Yeah, lovely.
But
yeah,
I think Cocker Spaniels might need a lot of exercise.
They do.
Like a lot of exercise. Yeah. Bertie, Morning, Bertie.
Morning, Stephen.
How are you doing?
Stephen, now you would look, you wouldn't be suitable for a dog, not with your working pattern, because half time you're here and then the other half he's in England. So.
Yes, but I can leave it in Audrey's or Vinny's.
Ah, but then the dog.
If you already have two dogs, you wouldn't mind having a third dog at weekends, would you?
The thing is, with you, though, to be totally serious.
I used to have a wee poodle. There's photographs of her in the BBC there, and unfortunately I had to get her put down a lot of years ago, but that was the wisest dog ever I saw in my life. It was more like a gay dog to him, so she was. And then the house here, she was absolutely marvellous.
Why don't you have a guide dog, Bertie, if you're blind?
Well, I tried a few years ago, done the medical and all, and they put me on the waiting list, and I waited a few years and phoned them. So they said, oh, if you want a dog, you'll have to go to Scotland. And I said, by the time you get me a dog, I'll be the Undertaker.
You'll have to go to Scotland? I didn't know there was a waiting list for blind people for dogs, are there?
Yes, they told me I'd have to go to Farfar in Scotland. And yet they had a training centre here at the time, so I don't know what way type of way they're running the business at all. But
would you like a guide dog?
Well, I would, but not. I wouldn't be able now. Just my health, like that was quite a number of years ago, was my health deteriorating. Like I've reached the big 80 mark already, and I'm just not as fit as the walker dog. I don't think.
Could you and I do a wee deal where you could look after my dog at weekends when I'm away to work?
That would be lovely.
Not you, Bertie. You, Vinny.
No.
Why not?
Because I know what would happen.
You've already got two dogs.
I have two dogs, and
so what's the difference of having a third?
Because I'm a responsible adult. And what would happen is that on a Friday at some random time, you'd say, "I'm at the airport here. Come and get this thing. I'll tie it up outside the front door," and then you probably would turn up on the Wednesday the following week to pick it up again, and then it be there for a day and away for a day.
I'll go on. Look after my dog weekends.
You forget I've worked with you for like nearly 9 years and I know what you're like.
You and I can do a little deal.
Not a chance. If it was stuffed, if your dog was stuffed, I still wouldn't take it.
Mickey, good morning, Mickey. Thank you, Bertie. Good morning, Mickey.
Thank you, Stephen.
Morning, Mickey.
Oh, how are you doing?
Doing okay today.
I've got the sussed out here, mate.
Yes?
Move yourself in a high-rise flat. Get a wee dog. Get a ball. Throw the ball down the stairs. You jump in the lift and meet the dog at the bottom. Job done.
That's the exercise.
But what's the point in
that? He wouldn't exercise, but it's good for the dog.
But he needs to shift a few pounds, so that you could do that with a dog. Take your dog running.
Do you think you should get one, Mickey?
Then if it doesn't hang on the stairs and way down, you didn't see it, you don't have to pick it up either.
So that's the whole thing, Mickey, because you can just tell he would not have a poo bag near him. And if it did something, would you pick it up?
No, he wouldn't.
Do you remember there was
answer the question.
Do you remember there was a woman to this show we used to call Poo Bag?
Her name was Lily Nolan. Isn't Lily
Poo
Nolan?
Poo Bag. Is she still alive or did she die?
I think she was saying Poo Bags. I have no idea.
We should check.
Let's assume that Lily is alive.
We should check if Lily is still alive.
We contacted her a couple of years ago to get her to come back on, but she said she was too traumatized by what had happened.
Why did we have a caller who we called Poo Bags?
Because she was referring to Poo Bags.
This is not
get your Poo Bags, take them with you.
Mickey, thank you.